This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 1989. It's the year communism crumbled. That momentous shift may obscure another event from the same year. 30 years ago today, March 4th, Time Inc. announced it would buy Warner Communications, creating the largest media company, the headline of the Times said. The key word back then was synergy, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The Time Warner marriage created the world's largest media company, combining magazines like Sports Illustrated and People with movie studios, HBO, and records. Yeah, records. And it sparked other media industry weddings, says Scott McDonald, ex-research director at Time Warner.
There was a lot of one-upsmanship going on. ABC went to Disney. CBS and Viacom came together.
In 2000, the Time Warner giant hooked up with AOL just before the dot-com bust. And then it deconsolidated, dropping AOL, then its own cable TV arm, and then Time Inc. Industry analyst Jack Myers at Media Village says these big reorgs are responses to technology shifts, such as the internet and mobile, that disrupt business models. Today, three companies dominate.
Google, Facebook, Amazon, and everyone recognizing that they have to find new and different ways to compete with those companies.
Or, he says, they die. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.